Cecil Shorts in on a Tuesday. We'll have Trainwreck Tuesday coming up at 7:45 this morning. Cecil, tell me if you think that this is Peyton Manning taking a shot at Tony Romo. Mm-hmm. As far as NFL jobs, broadcasting jobs, how do you know? I saw where Tony Romo said that he always knew he wanted to be a broadcaster. Well, I always knew I wanted to be a football player. That's all I knew. I was all in on that job. I didn't think about anything else while I was playing. And I think that's a good way to be. I think that's that. I think you've got to be all in on what you're doing. Is that a shot?
Boom! That's a huge shot. That's a huge shot. He basically was saying, I was a better football player because I was focused on football while you were focused on whatever you were focused on, if it was more TV broadcasting or whatever. And I feel like, to be honest, because Tony Romo, honestly, is an awesome, awesome football analysis on a broadcaster.
He's tremendous.
He's awesome. He's calling plays. He's not scared to, you know, he just knows the situation. He knows the game. I mean, and that's not far-fetched because he's played the game. And he played at necessarily a high level. He wasn't good in the playoffs or didn't win in Super Bowl rings.
I love, people hate when I say this, I love Romo as a quarterback. I thought he was so much fun to watch.
He played at a high level. He was fun to watch.
Yes.
Now, should he be in the Ring of Honor? That's another conversation. But I think because you see that success with Tony Romo and the competitive juices are going, and there's a lot of talk about Romo, there's not a lot of talk about Peyton,
yeah,
that he threw a few shots out there. That's just my opinion, my conspiracy theory. Why is he getting all the shine? He just won a golf tournament. He just did this and that. And he's played the same position I did around the same time. What's going on? So I think he threw a few little shots out there.
I was going to ask you the same thing. I'm wondering, like, I got to think of more like old school, really good quarterbacks, old school. I mean, Peyton just retired a few years ago. But, like, I wonder if these quarterbacks who played in the same era as Tony Romo, maybe even a little bit older, if there's a jealousy about how much publicity and shine Tony Romo was getting, because almost everybody, not everybody, but almost everybody loves Tony Romo in the broadcasting booth.
Yes, he's outstanding. Like, he is something we haven't seen before. And I'm not saying other people couldn't do it. They might have been scared to do it. Like, he calls plays out. Oh, it's about to be a run to the right here. Oh, he's checking out of this. It's about to be a run left or a play action here. He's not scared to be wrong. When he calls things, and when it's right, it stands out. Like, you know what I mean? That's a big deal.
He's almost like getting defensive coordinators fired because he knows what's coming. So you think Tom Brady knows exactly what's coming, right?
Right. But, you know, I wonder if this is a thing that we're seeing now, but it's always happened. Like, Terry Bradshaw is a broadcaster, right? So I wonder if guys that played with him were like, he's always been dumb or whatever the case may be, whatever the negative things were about him then. You know what I mean? So I wonder if this is something that's new or something that's always been going on.
About Romo specifically?
Players in general. Okay. So I just gave an example of Terry Bradshaw, who does a good job with broadcasting. I like watching him.
Yep.
But do other players get jealous and they see him doing well and they say certain things like Peyton did to Romo?
The hard thing about it is that part of the reason why those guys have had success is their personality, like Bradshaw, right? Like, Bradshaw kind of plays the character of, like, not a clown, but, like, you watch the NFL studio show on Fox, and like, you would think that, like, Bradshaw's not the smartest tool, sharpest tool in the shed.
Silly, yeah.
But the people who know, they're like, yeah, Bradshaw is a really sharp guy. Right. He's just kind of playing a role. With Romo, it's a little bit different. Part of his popularity is just his overall personality. Like, he's a gregarious guy. And what always stands out to me is that Romo always seems so excited to be there every single Sunday.
Every single Sunday.
And that's something that even, like, your most harsh critics can't really knock you for. Like, if you're really excited for your job and you're that excited to be there, that's something that I think really translates the audience.
See, now this makes me want to see Peyton get in that booth.
Right? Yes.
So what is Romo on? CBS?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to see Peyton get in Fox.
Yeah. Fox or ESPN.
Or ESPN, and then see how he calls the game compared to Romo. I think Romo would be better, honestly. I think Peyton would be very good.
Yeah.
But I think right now it'd be hard to top Romo.
Okay. Do you think that as a result of, do you think after Romo has been so great on TV, that it would make Peyton Manning feel like, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this because they're going to keep comparing me to Tony Romo?
I think he'll accept the challenge. I think Peyton's the type of guy that will watch film on these two teams coming up, say the Cowboys and Texans are playing.
Yeah.
He'll study the film. He'll watch the film. He'll be super prepared. and he'll be able to, I hate to say compete with Romo, but that's how I view it right
yeah.
now.
I mean, it's weird in broadcasting because, I mean, you know, like in football, you're really competing. Like, yeah. It's a yeah. win or a loss. In broadcasting, like, the results are, like, really hard to figure out because it's like a popularity contest.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
And in their case, like, the ratings are about the games and not the broadcaster. So it's kind of a weird deal. For the record, I don't think that Romo had issues in the playoffs or didn't come through because he wasn't focused enough. That's my take.
Fair.
Now, the one thing is, and I think Landry's pointed this out, like, Romo sometimes would show up to training camp in not the best shape in the world, which I think is a fair criticism, especially of a quarterback, like, in this golfing. Day and age.
Yep.
He was golfing. Yes, yeah. he was golfing. But, like, he seemed like one of those guys who he'd be like, hey, let me show up to training camp and I'll get myself in shape. Like yeah. players used to do, that's not really done much anymore.
He seemed more lax than what a Peyton Manning or Tom Brady would be.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Comparing the two, especially coming into training camp or whatever the case may be. Now, he was still awesome, Tony Romo. He was still awesome. He put up great numbers, a lot of regular season wins, a lot of good teams. But, yeah, he's just a different type of person than Peyton Manning.
Definitely. I mean, Peyton's in a class of his own. Mad Radio on a Tuesday. Cecil Shorts in for Seth Payne, who's back on Thursday morning. Mad Radio, Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne again. Seth back on Thursday. Good Morning Football put up this poll this morning from the NFL Network. Which quarterback in the AFC South has the best supporting cast? Right now, Andrew Luck's got 45%. Deshaun Watson has 42%. Then Nick Foles. Then Marcus Mariota. For me, it's clearly Deshaun Watson. What do you think?
Well, when you say supporting cast, is that including offensive line?
Yes, it includes everything offensively, including
everything,
offensive line.
Everything offensively. So
yes.
Let's, okay, so receiver, who's their number one receiver? T.Y.?
So T.Y. Hilton.
DeAndre Hopkins, okay. Texans get the check.
Yes.
Who's their number two?
Well,
they just signed a guy from Paralyph, Devin Funchess.
Devin Funchess.
And then
they've got
Will
Ebron
Fuller.
At tight end.
I might give them the nod at tight end based on statistics of last year. But I Will Fuller's the nine for number two receiver.
Yes.
Running back, they're more by committee. I like Foreman and Miller. Miller was a Pro Bowler last year.
He was.
You can't deny that. You can't deny that.
I'm not quite as sold on that one as you. I think Miller's fine.
Marlon Mack is pretty good.
Yeah. I think both running back groups are okay. I don't think they're anything special.
So you think they're even?
I think they're even.
Offensive line would go to the Colts, obviously.
Offensive line would definitely go to the Colts. Because they have a real left tackle who's proven,
yes.
And they have Quentin Nelson, who is a really good player, even though he was just a rookie.
Solid, solid player. Great pickup by him. But slot receiver, I think, will go to the Texans.
Yes. They drafted Paris Campbell. I don't know where he's going to play.
It's going to be interesting to see how he develops. Not really a route runner yet. More speed, which is scary for us, because if we already can't handle the speed with T.Y. Hilton.
Yep.
Then they were talking about, I was watching something yesterday, a Good Morning Football, or maybe it was something on Twitter. He has 1,500 yards in 16 games against the Texans.
Dude, the weird thing about T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, my God.
I think people in Houston have a really warped view on T.Y. Hilton because when we watch him play against this team, you would think that he's like one of the five best
yes,
receivers in the
absolutely,
NFL.
Absolutely.
He's a good receiver, but he's not that good of a receiver.
Yeah, he's good, but he's not like great. Like no. What you think he's what you see.
Yeah.
Every time he
he's
comes
not
to
what
town.
You see. Like the object on your TV screen is not actually as good as what you may think. So you know what? As we talk about this, I give the edge to Deshaun's supporting cast because I like his receivers more than I like Andrew Luck's receivers. Now, Luck has the better offensive line.
Yes.
I think the running backs are a wash. I think Luck makes his tight ends actually better than they really are. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ebron is a talented guy, but he wasn't great with the Lions.
Super inconsistent with the Lions.
Yeah, he's got bad hands. That's an issue. I give the edge to Deshaun Watson, the edge. It's not a strong edge, but if you look at overall supporting cast, I give Deshaun the edge. I do.
I agree with you. I think it's very close. I think the poll, I think it was 45 to 42, something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I think the poll is almost correct, but I would give it to the Texans. I think Deshaun, me personally, I think Deshaun's better than Andrew Luck.
And that, really?
That's just me personally. Maybe I'm biased. Cause
what
I'm,
makes him better?
You know what? To me, I just think he... This is how I always view it. If you put Deshaun with what the Colts had and you put Andrew Luck with what the Texans had, I'm not sure you get the same result as 11-5. Because Deshaun made a lot of plays, like for the, I keep going back to the Eagles game. Like that's stuff that Andrew Luck can necessarily do. Now, Andrew Luck's athletic. He can pass the ball very well. But behind that offensive line, he was just sitting back there and throwing to T.Y. or throwing to Ebron and making great plays, right?
You know, Andrew Luck has played behind offensive lines like Deshaun Watson
did. He has.
And when he was younger.
And he's put up good numbers.
And he's gone far with those offensive lines.
But I just think Deshaun is better. I think that's just my...
I don't agree.
A lot of people don't. Landry doesn't agree with me.
well, if you look at... Well, last season, Luck was better. Luck had 39 touchdowns, 15 picks. Deshaun had 26 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Mm-hmm.
QBR, which I think is a good stat, Luck was at 71. Deshaun was at 64. Both had good seasons. I don't think Deshaun has had a great season, as we established last week. I think it was
As I established.
I think Deshaun had a very promising season for a second-year quarterback. But let's be honest, and I hate that this is true.
Yes.
At NRG Stadium, at Deshaun's own field in his building, Andrew Luck outplayed him twice, in December and in the playoffs. Andrew Luck outplayed him.
Yes, I would have to agree with that, especially in the playoffs. The playoffs wasn't a good look for Deshaun. But that again, that was his first time in that type of environment. So I expect him to be more than ready this year, upcoming, and then the head-to-head matchups that he'll face, man, from Mahomes to Breeze to Brady to Matt Ryan to Cam Newton to Luck, I think he'll be more than ready to compete at a high level when it's time to see Andrew Luck and those guys again. And I just don't – for me, I guess I just see a higher ceiling for – for me, I think I've seen – to me, we've seen the best of Andrew Luck. We've seen the best of him.
Are you sure about
that?
I don't think
he will get much better. I think we've seen what we've seen from him.
What about with their offensive line and with Frank Reich, a better coach so far than Pagano was?
I think we saw the best what he can do. He'll be a 4,000-yard passer. He'll be, you know, in somewhere in the 70s for QBR. I just think we've seen the best of Andrew Luck. I don't know if we'll see anything greater from him, if that makes sense. Whereas Deshaun's ceiling is so high. We haven't even touched the surface with what we've seen with Deshaun yet.
All right, we'll have to pick up on this during the show today. Andrew Luck against Deshaun Watson. Cecil Shorts in on a Tuesday. All your morning headlines on the way. Is Clowney ever going to get a new deal? Will I ever see Framber Valdez again? Hopefully not. Plus, Trainwreck Tuesday at 7:45 this morning, which features Oklahoma City fans very upset over the trade of Russell Westbrook. This is Mad Radio.